everybody. This is Shayna. Welcome to another edition of our summer series, Love Bombs, where Tracy and I give you guys a little bit of a mini episode full of inspiration, something to think about for the week as we prepare for our brand new format podcast that's going to be launching really soon. So make sure that you subscribe to Band of Mothers podcast so that you are first to hear the new formatted episodes happening very soon. And then also follow us on the social so you can see all of those updates. We are dedicating this new format to you and finding more stories from you about you. And there'll be like little variety shows. There's going to be live show clips. There's going to be in-studio games and interviews. There's going to be your messages that you leave us at bandofmothers.com/share-your-story that we play and discuss. And we are really excited to share this new adventure with you in the Band of Mothers podcast world. So please subscribe, leave a review if you're enjoying us. And all of those things help us continue to do what we do. So this week's love bomb came to me because every 15th of the month, I get a notification on my phone to give my dog his medicine. And it says, the notification says when it comes up on my phone, give Jeff his medicine, which always makes me giggle because his name is not Jeff. It's Chef, like in the kitchen, not Jeff. But every 15th of the month, I see it. I've had it there for years, and it brings me this little bit of joy. So last week, when it was the 15th of September, I got that notification and I just started thinking about it. And I was feeling proud of myself for keeping it for all these years, simply because it makes me laugh. It brings me just a little bit of happiness and satisfaction in the middle of my day, whatever is going on in my day. So it made me start to think about what the other things are that I do that bring me a little bit of happiness, because we all have them, right? Like we all have like inside jokes that we have with ourselves that just give us a little burst of joy, make us giggle. And it's actually hard when you task yourself with remembering what they all are, because when you're not in the moment, it's hard to remember that you have them, but we all do. And so I compiled a little short list of the silly things that I incorporate in my life that make me smile, hoping that it would inspire you all to find yours. So here's a couple that I was able to think of. At the end of every yoga class, whenever they say namaste, in my head, I say, now I'm going to stand up. Because years ago, I was at a yoga class with my friend, and she literally thought that's what they said. Now I'm going to stand up. My password, not for anything super important anymore, because you can't just do like letters anymore. But my password for some things is from my very favorite Mr. Show with Bob and Dave sketch that involves an infomercial about a magic pan. And that makes me very happy whenever I have to type that in. Sometimes when I brush my teeth, I hold the toothbrush still and then I shake my head back and forth. Don't ask me why. I do it. It gives me a little giggle. I also like to bite a little hole in the outside of cherry tomatoes and then suck the juice out. That brings me a little bit of joy. And when I watch Jeopardy, whenever I'm watching Jeopardy, which is like all of the time, my husband and I constantly try to match or sync up the, this is Jeopardy with the announcer. And we almost always never, ever get it right. On my birthday and my friend's birthday, we leave each other happy birthday messages, but we sing, happy birthday, handsome Maxwell. Happy birthday to you. No reason. That's just what we've been saying for years based on an old sketch. And so I guess, again, that's more of an inside joke, but These other things are like inside jokes, and we all have them. And we hardly give ourselves the credit we deserve for honestly just cracking ourselves up. Also, embarrassingly, I have taught my kids that when they burp afterwards, no matter the company, to always say, "My compliments to the chef." Because you know what? Even ancient philosophers reflected on being silly in the right moment. Horace himself is quoted as saying, "Mix a little foolishness with your serious plans. It is lovely to be silly at the right moment," which also translated is, "Mingle a little folly with your wisdom. A little nonsense now and then is pleasant." Kind of like the simpler one, but I'm sure there are very many more weird things that I do to amuse myself that I will not even think about until the moment that I do them. But just wanted to share these from the top of my head with you all today to encourage you to pay a little more attention to these teeny, teeny things that make you laugh, that bring you joy, that return your humility, that are silly and light, but perhaps important little gateways to having a better day. And I hope you all have a great day today, and we will talk to you next week. You're an awesome mom.